This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Okay, moving on from those healthy finances Justin was talking about to the downright unhealthy weather across much of the country and in many parts of the world right now. In the UK, people are bracing for some of the hottest temperatures in recorded history. Dangerous levels of heat are expected in parts of the US today as well. Schools around the country are preparing to deal with these ongoing and worsening effects of global warming. High temperatures, yes, but also more flooding. A 2017 study by Pew found thousands of schools are in areas subject to flooding. And when they do flood, it can cost millions to rebuild. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
School had been in session only a few weeks when intense rain hit on a Saturday last August in Humphreys County in rural Tennessee. Christy Brown works for the school system there and said it was like a tsunami.
I think the official number was right around 21 inches of rain in a matter of several hours. Basically, there was just nowhere for that water to go.
So that water flooded buildings, including an elementary school and a junior high school, which were destroyed. Brown says more than 20 people died in the flooding, including three students. And if it had happened during the school week, more lives would have been lost. So now they're planning to rebuild, but they don't want to do it in a floodplain.
The biggest challenges for us would be finding suitable spaces, because everyone here is needing those same spaces.
Brown says they're retrofitting an old Acme boot factory as a temporary school. Businesses and low-income housing were also destroyed, so land not likely to flood is at a premium. Brown says some of the cost was covered by insurance, and they're receiving money from FEMA in the state of Tennessee. But part of the cost will be borne by the community, too, says Matt Casal with the Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG.
Having to rebuild or repurchase all kinds of supplies after a flood is really impactful and would set a school back.
As schools rebuild, there is an opportunity to get ahead of future natural disasters using solar panels and microgrids to provide power, says Laura Schifter with the Aspen Institute.
People within that community can go to the school, they can access emergency services, they can access power when they need it.
Schifter points out many communities have a school, so it makes sense to invest in them as hubs as the climate continues to change. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.